are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Do you remember the old Ed Sullivan Show? Do you remember the jugglers and acrobats? And my favorite was the guy that would spin the plates at the end of those long sticks. You remember? He'd throw up one stick and start spinning a plate, and then he'd throw up another stick, and then another plate would go up, and pretty soon he'd have a dozen or so plates spinning all at the same time. The process of business planning is much like the process that guy used to keep those plates spinning. You have to have a method to keep circulating, going around, tapping the various areas of your business just at the right time so it'll stay up, not fall and break. Do you have a business plan? Do you have a written business plan? Very few contractors take the time to sit down and plan their business. We tend to be reactive rather than proactive. For example, before I got involved in the business planning process, the phone would ring and bang, I'm out the door in a flash to be of assistance, to give a bid, to right a wrong. Hey, I'm in the service business. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Well, yes, maybe, but if we react to everything in the same way, how do we control what we are doing? Doesn't that put the control, the planning of our business, in someone else's hands? Now, let's say in my business plan, we have certain types of calls for service that don't allow me to fly out the door in a flash. Maybe we've plan through our business planning process that the new construction market, let's say, isn't profitable. We historically haven't brought those projects in on time, and we've determined ahead of time that the new construction is a distraction, not an opportunity. So when the phone rings for an estimate on a new home to be built, we're not so quick to respond. It changes our approach. Do I need an exercise in putting together a bid? Not really. Why is this new construction project going to be different than any other new construction project that we haven't done well on? Opportunity or distraction? What have I planned to do? What percentage of my business is dedicated to new construction? Know the answers to these questions, and I'll know how to react when I get that call. I'm in control. Because I planned it that way. I've been proactive. This is just one example of what a written business plan did to help my business. Maybe some of the ideas and examples that we'll review on this tape can help you in your contracting business. Hi, I'm Scott Leverance, President and General Manager of an HVAC contracting firm in Portland, Oregon. After working at a family-owned business for 12 years, I teamed up with a partner and we started a company that grew in 3 years from 6 to 50 employees. It was during this period that I learned the value of having a written business plan. After 3 years, I left and bought another firm from a competitor that was retiring after 30 years in business. Going solo was a scary jump from the comfort of having a partner. But because I had a strong vision of what I wanted laid out in a written business plan, I was able to make the transition somewhat smoothly and with a solid sense of direction.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.